Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Anna Sango, a woman who is a part of the international community of women living with HIV in Zimbabwe. And she is going to take us through her journey and her decision to have her second child, who is 4 months old, under a new program being offered by the Ministry of Health called Option B Plus, that seeks to reduce the transmission of HIV from mother to child. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Sango.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us about your children. You said that you've had two using some methods that were recommended by your doctor. Tell us about your kids.
Basically, my first was in 2008, and that's actually when I found out about my status. So I was not treatment, I was not on anything. I was going through antenatal care checkups, and that's when I did my blood test, and that's when I found out about my status. So what happened was my CD4 was 236, and the doctor decided that they have to put me on treatment for the sake of the unborn child that I'm carrying, since previously I was not on treatment or anything. I didn't know my status. So for the safety of my child and for me, I took the decision to say, now I'm going to take treatment. And then I went through a series of counselings before I took the treatment. And then everything went as per formula that is supposed to go. And now with the second child, I was a bit more informed. I knew more, and it was a process that now I've been working around, that I had lived as well. So it was a lot easier to go through the process now. But unlike when the first time when I was starting, everything was so new to me, to the extent that, you know, it was a bit also overwhelming. But yeah, with consistency and patience, I tried to get through the process.
Take us through the journey that you were faced with when you made the decision to have your second child, being a woman living with HIV.
For my case, I think the journey was a bit different because I was already on lifelong treatment. So it was an issue of just talking to the nurses to go through, you know, the do's and don'ts, what I need to do and what I don't need to do. But the case for, like, let's say if it's a woman who wasn't on ART, it's a bit different, because that's when you actually be starting the lifelong treatment. So I guess it's a journey that needs consistency and patience, and that needs you to be dedicated to what you have decided to do.
When you made the decision, what were the steps that you needed to follow for somebody listening out there who is on ARVs and is looking at having a child? What can you advise them?
First and foremost is they need to first consult a health worker, go to their nearest clinic, to their doctor, and let them know that they want to have a child. And then the doctor can inform them on maybe, you know, when they can actually have unprotected sex with their husband, a period when they are ovulating. One thing I noticed is that usually with the practicality of that, sometimes that's not always the case with women, that they go to the doctor and let him know, and then they try when they are ovulating. Some just feel like, okay, I'm just trying on my own and doing. But the right thing would be you go to the doctor, you let him know, and then he lets you know when you're ovulating. That's when you can actually have unprotected sex with your husband. And then for a certain period of time, the doctor, your nurse, you'll be coming in for checkups, and they'll be monitoring you. And once you do get pregnant and you are on ART, you continue taking your medication, continue taking the medication consistently, you continue using condoms consistently, and up until, you know, you get to the point whereby you have to give birth, and then you give birth to your child, and then your child is given. Actually, the medicine they give is pertaining to the regimen of ART that you are taking as the mother. And usually, if it's a mother that isn't on ART, what they do is you go to the process whereby, let's say you are pregnant, then you go there and then you get tested. The moment they find out that you are HIV positive, you have to go through a series of counselings. And then when they do the counseling, right after that, they take your CD4 count. And then when they do take your CD4 count now, they have to put you on antiretroviral therapy and be monitoring you.
You were saying that an HIV positive woman can have unprotected sex for a time when she's ovulating. Does this mean then that the men will also be on some kind of treatment, or how does that work?
Basically, typically the men actually have to also be on treatment such as post-exposure prophylaxis. Some of the people might have heard of those terms. So what they do is you go to the health worker and they explain to you those two types of treatment, whereby also the husband has to be given medication that will actually help to stop the virus to be transmitted onto him. It's pre and post. That's before you have sex and after you have sex, and maybe just for a series of 10 that the doctor is monitoring them, and then they have to stop. But it differs with healthcare setups. It differs with healthcare centers.
And how easy is it for an HIV-positive woman to convince her partner to go through this process?
It's not easy. Like I say that, as women, I think mostly they are faced with the challenge of if they want to have a child and they think of that whole process, sometimes they might not even go through that. They might just do the whole process on their own and just show up at the clinic pregnant. It's actually a hard process because it's strenuous. I don't want to lie. As I say, it takes consistency, dedication, and commitment. So at the end of the day, it's an issue of communication. They will have communicated and decided that this is what they want. And when they have decided this, now they have to decide what will be good for the health of the baby, for the health of these two partners.
And how old is your last born and what is his status?
My last born is actually going on 4 months on the 19th of November, and he recently tested negative because I've stopped breastfeeding. So he did his first test at 6 weeks. And then he tested negative, and then he started cotrimoxazole prophylaxis. And then he was drinking that from 6 weeks up until the time that I stopped breastfeeding, and then he had to go test a month after he stopped breastfeeding, and recently his results were negative.
Well, thank you very much, Anna Sango, and congratulations. But time is not on our side. Thank you for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Yes, thank you very much, Marvelous. It was my pleasure.
The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.